Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is supported by TopTal. If you're looking for the best talent when it comes to developers or designers for your next project, you gotta go with TopTal. You see, TopTal helps you find the top 3% of all developers and designers out there. They test them for you, they pre-vet them for you, and they make sure that they're perfect for your project and your budget. I know this because I use TopTal and absolutely love them. I'll tell you about our hire later on the show. But for now, check them out at 100mba.net/TopTal, and they're going to hook you up with a 14-day risk-free trial. That means you can hire somebody and make sure that they're great before you pay anything. Again, that's 100mba.net/TOPTAL. Today's episode is all about how to make decisions in your business. A lot of us really, really struggle with making decisions, especially at the start of our journey as an entrepreneur. We're terrified of making the wrong decision. And we really don't have a game plan. We don't have a step-by-step guide on how to actually come to a decision, how to make sure that you've exhausted all the different angles. That's what today's episode is all about. One of your biggest responsibilities as an entrepreneur is making decisions, so you might as well get good at it. This episode was so popular that we brought it back for a rebroadcast. We first broadcasted this around 400 episodes ago. But because podcast apps only show the last 300 episodes, we want to make sure that you had a chance to listen to it. We break down how to make decisions and how to always have a win-win situation, meaning that even if the decision turns out not to be the best, you have a game plan to turn it around. Enjoy this one. I'll be back tomorrow with a fresh new episode. Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the best 10 minutes of your day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's episode, you will learn how to make decisions in business. I have a very strong stance when it comes to this topic, because I really believe that decision-making is the biggest roadblock for all new entrepreneurs. It's what stops them from actually taking action. And action is what builds a business. So I'm going to give you my philosophy, my plan of action when it comes to making decisions in your business. And my plan and my philosophy about making decisions in business is informed by the greatest entrepreneurs that I've seen in my life, that I've looked up to, that I've read about. And their stance on this is pretty streamlined. And I want to share with you how you can make decision-making quick, easy, so you can get started and start implementing. Implementation is what builds a business. Speaking of business, let's get down to business. I want to start off by saying that I do not belittle decision-making. The decisions you make matter in your business. But what really matters is making a decision and not just spending a lot of time in that process. You see, in business, most of the time, it's really hard to know if you're making the right decision without actually trying it out. Business is a set of experiments. You're going to experiment and see what works. Some things will work better than others. But you're not going to know unless you go ahead and actually do it. Now, obviously, I can look back in my career and say, I've made some poor decisions. But at the time when I made the decision, it didn't seem poor. And in fact, I didn't really have a system of making decisions. And that's what I want to share with you today. A quick and easy system for you to make a decision in any parts of your business, whether that's hiring somebody new, setting the prices of your products, introducing a new product, redesigning your website, whatever it is, you're going to make decisions along the way. I want to give you a quick formula, a quick plan that you can implement every time you need to make a decision so you can make a decision quickly and start implementing so you could see, you know, is this working? Is this not? If not, let's pivot. If so, let's double down. So I want to teach this lesson through an example. And I'm going to give a very common example, an example actually that Nicole and I are going through right now. And that's raising your prices. The decision of I should raise my prices. Nicole and I are currently in the process of deciding what price we should raise Webinar Ninja 2. We know for sure we're going to raise prices, but what is that new price going to be? So when you're making a decision like this, there are certain things you need to consider and ask yourself so you can feel confident in the direction you're going to go. I'm going to get into those questions right now, but before that, I want to remind you, by not making a decision, by just sitting and putting it on the back burner or thinking about it, that is a decision. Because in this example, if you don't raise prices, there's an effect to that. You could possibly make less profits. You could possibly be attracting different types of customers. The reality is that you will attract certain customers at a certain price point versus another. And it may even affect your overall brand. So by not making a decision or taking a while before making a decision, in that meantime, in that, you know, deliberation time, something's happening. There's an effect. So know that. Know that the fact that your tentative state of not making a decision or overanalyzing that decision, that in itself is a decision. So the first question you ask yourself when you're making a decision, and we're going to use this example of raising your prices, is this decision permanent? Is there no way to change this decision later on? If I make a decision, say for example, I raise my prices to $500, is there any way to reverse it? And 99% of the time, the answer is yes. And the reason why you're asking this question is just to set the tone of the decision that it's not going to make or break your business. You can always change your prices. You can always make offers. Or if it's changing the design of your website, or it's launching a new product, you can always launch a new product, a different one. It's not the end of the world. You can always reverse the decision. It's not a permanent decision. All right, so that's out of the gate. Question number two, what's the worst that can happen? And what's the best that can happen? So let's take this pricing decision. What's the worst that can happen if I set my price to $500? What's the best that can happen if I raise my price to $500? Answer that question. You have to answer that question depending on your product, your business. And the reason why you're asking this question is you want to find out which one is a stronger feeling, the benefits of raising the prices or the possible negatives of that decision. Now, if in this example, you feel like, if I raise my prices, I might lose some customers. I might alienate my customers. Get a little deeper. How many customers do you think? Because remember, when you raise prices, you don't need as many customers as you used to. And in any decision you make, you got to kind of just look a little deeper. But if after that question's being asked, what's the worst that can happen? What's the best that can happen? And you feel like the worst that can happen is a stronger feeling, notch it down a little bit. In this example, it's price, so you can notch it down to maybe $450. Ask that question again until you get a positive result and then you go ahead. Sometimes it's very easy. It's a yes or no decision. Like, should I launch this new course on how to manage your Gmail? What's the worst that can happen? You create the course, you put it out there, and maybe you don't get as many sales as you'd like. The best that can happen, it's a great success, it's a great product in your business. You might lose out on 2 weeks of work, 3 weeks of work on building that small course, but the benefits are pretty impressive. And if you're motivated more by the benefits, go ahead and do that. Third thing you need to do, set a deadline. You have to set a deadline to your decisions, meaning that you're going to make a decision and you're going to move forward on that deadline or before that deadline. So say, for example, you're going to say, I want to raise prices November 1st. I don't know what that price is, but I got to make a decision by October 27th so I can change things on my website, I can change my branding, whatever it is. When you have a deadline, you're telling yourself that I have to make a decision either way, and there's no wishy-washiness about this. It's saying that I'm either going to do it this way or I'm going to do it that way. And you just stick to that decision and you move forward. The reason why the deadline is so important is because the deadline is actually the start line of action. Once that decision's made and you've hit the deadline, you made a decision before the deadline, that's it. The decision's made. Now you got to take the steps towards implementing that decision. And that third part, setting the deadline, is so important because the best entrepreneurs I've seen make decisions quickly because they're also aware of the fact that you can learn quickly when you make decisions quickly. If it doesn't work out, no problem. Pivot, change it, make it happen, do something differently, get a different reaction, get a different result. It's okay. But those who spend too much time making decisions, letting weeks and weeks pass by, they're the ones that lose out because in those weeks, you could have figured it out by trial and error. In those weeks, you could have made a decision, implemented, and put your business in a better position. The point I'm making here today is that the most important thing about making a decision is making a decision. And the best way to make a decision, make sure that it happens, is to set a deadline. Promise yourself that it's going to happen at this deadline. You're going to make the decision and move forward with the implementation. Once you make the decision, I highly recommend you take one or two steps towards the implementation right away. So say, for example, you say, I want to launch a new website. It's going to be called this. I don't know what this is. I have a few choices. I'm going to make a decision on it. You make a decision. It's going to be called Omar's Amazing Website. Once the decision's made, take some form of action. Go ahead, register the domain name. Put up a splash page that says, hey, this site is coming soon. To get updates when it launches, here's an opt-in box. That's action after making the decision. And what it does, it solidifies the decision. The decision becomes real. It's not just in your head. You see it in the real world. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I gotta give love to today's sponsor, TopTal. We use TopTal to hire the best designers and developers for our business because they're the best of the best. You save time, money, and headaches because they only find the best candidates for your business. We found our new UX UI designer, Irina, through TopTal, and she's one of our best hires. I remember when we interviewed her through TopTal, she came completely ready. She had a whole list of improvements she wanted to make for the website and for our app. She had the experience we needed, and she was within our budget. I remember after we hired her through TopTal, I thought, wow, what a different experience. Normally, it takes weeks upon weeks to find a great candidate. You waste a whole lot of time and money in the process, and by the end, you're ready to pull out all your hair. TopTal is simple, easy to use, and a streamlined process the way hiring should be. And TopTal is giving every listener of the $100 MBA show a 14-day free trial. That means you can try them out. You can make a hire for 2 weeks, and they guarantee it's a great hire or your money back. Just go to 100mba.net/TopTal. Again, that's 100mba.net/TOPTAL. Let me share a little secret when it comes to making decisions that I learned from great entrepreneurs. And that's the bad decisions you make, no one knows but you. I mean, if you look at all the successful entrepreneurs out there, Oprah Winfrey, Richard Branson, Steve Jobs, all these people, you know, you look at them, you look at all the decisions they made, all the success they've made, and you're not really sure about where are the failures. But I know for a fact that those people had some failures. They had made some bad decisions and they learned from them. And that's why they had success, because they learned how not to do something. So don't put so much pressure on yourself on making the best decision ever in every step of the way. Understand that there is a decision that needs to be made. Make the best decision you can make with the information in front of you. Set your deadline, make a decision, move forward. Once you start taking action, you'll start feeling out, is this a good decision? Yeah, I think it is. And the thing is that nothing is always super clear, like this is a home run or this is a complete failure. It's often somewhere in between. So I really encourage you in taking action and taking on this plan, asking yourself, is this decision irreversible? Most of the time, it's not. Asking yourself in every decision, what's the best that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? And see which feeling is stronger. And then setting a deadline. You got to set a deadline regardless on making a decision. And once that decision is made, take action towards that decision. Do something to make it real in the real world. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. If you enjoyed today's lesson, if you learned something in today's lesson or any of our lessons, let us know in an iTunes rating and review. By giving us an iTunes rating and review, you help other people learn more about our show and get us more exposure on iTunes. If you're on your iPhone, just click on the cover art. There's a link that says give us a rating and review. Nicole and I will love you forever for giving us a rating and review because it really helps us out. And if you're on your computer, you can just go to 100mba.net/show for all the instructions. Thank you in advance for that. We really appreciate it. If this topic gives you a bit of anxiety, if you feel really nervous about making decisions, start small. Start making small decisions and see what happens. Change the headline on your website. See what happens. Make a decision on a new headline and go through that whole plan I talked about. Set a deadline, take action. Once you've experienced that, learn from that, up the ante a little bit and make a bigger decision and then a bigger decision. It's okay to feel a little bit uncomfortable, but you gotta exercise your decision muscles. Those successful entrepreneurs I mentioned before, these men and women, they make decisions quickly, and they make a lot of them during their regular day. And they didn't get there overnight. They exercised that muscle over and over again till they got to the point where it's just second nature. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.